Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is a blessed privilege to be able to do something in the name of the Lord, to be doing a work for God, to know that by His grace, He has called us and allowed us to be co-laborers with Him. The Lord Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And since He has come to do that, what do you think that the Christian is to be doing? We are to be His hands. We are to be His feet. We are to be His voice. We are to be His light. We are to be His heart, to care for that for which is meaningful to Him, which has meaning for Him. And He cares about people. God cares about people. Looking into the face of many young people, and I think, Lord, what a wonderful opportunity this is to minister the Word of God, to declare the grace of God, to show forth His precious Word, to let people know of His great love, that God would use us to minister. He uses those who are imperfect. Now, many will stand on the sideline and say, you know, one of these days I'm going to get my life all together and I'll start serving the Lord too. Now, how many people who are in the ministry today do you think would be in the ministry today if they waited until they had everything all put together? If they gotten everything in order, no, there wouldn't be anybody. The Lord Jesus came, He was perfect when He started preaching, when He started ministering. He came into the world, He never sinned. He came in starting teaching, having never to be taught. Now the scriptures say He increased in knowledge. I want to turn quickly to that. In the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2, here's what the scriptures say of the Lord Jesus. Luke 2:52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now, He increased, and this was reflected or demonstrated by the way He handled people. So the Lord was one who knew, and He taught at a very early age. But everybody else comes along, and we have to be taught. And we make mistakes when we learn. But the Lord Jesus, as the God-man, never had any problems with learning. He never failed any test. He was always perfect. The Lord uses us. We come to Him. You watch the older saints. They don't make the mistakes that the younger saints make. You become a saint right after you are saved. The Holy Spirit of God in you sets you apart. You become a separated one, and you are to live a separated life. That is God's plan and purpose for you and for me. We are saints in the Lord's family. He declares us to be saints. And so the Christian is, when once you are saved, give yourself to the Lord. Don't say at some point later on, I'm going to give myself to serve Him. No, give yourself to Him now. Give yourself to Him at this very moment, this very day. This is the time to begin to serve the Lord. Say, but I'm so, yes, I don't need to hear that. God doesn't need to hear that. He doesn't want to hear that. Today is the day. Give yourself to Him now. Father, we pray that there will be many who will yield themselves to serve the Lord Christ, to get busy in the service of the Lord. I pray Thee to give me power to minister the Word again, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now let's continue looking in the book of Genesis chapter 4, and I believe we will finish up looking at Cain's life because, of course, we're not doing an extensive study. We're doing a brief flyover and looking at these passages, wanting to bring devotional thoughts and encouraging matters to those who hear, who desire to know what's in the Bible. We have a little bit more of an in-depth survey course. We want to see what is there, what's in the book. And we're in chapter 4 now, looking at Cain, that Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. It's a dangerous thing, as we said on the previous program, to go out from the presence of the Lord. There are some who don't want to be in the presence of the Lord. You are asking for a dangerous thing. You can go, if you are a person who stands for the Lord and people know that you are for the Lord, then they will either desire to be with you or to desire to be away from you. I had a chance of talking with a man this past weekend, and he knew me. We had met on a previous occasion. I did not remember having met him, but when he saw me coming, he was in his car, and he got out of his car, and he introduced himself and told me who he was. And then I came to the understanding that usually most people that talk with me, and not saying that I'm in anything important or at all, not at all, but when people usually talk with me, they know who I am, they are either there by choice or it's been an accident and they want to get away as quickly as they can. I have seen people who don't want to do right. We've been out on visitation and we've gone into a neighborhood with the gospel. And we have seen how that there are people, when they see someone coming to witness, they scatter. Well, what we want to do in a situation like that is to watch the houses into which they go and then follow up. Because if they don't want to hear the gospel, then we want to know why. We want to help them. The reason why they run for darkness is because their deeds are evil. Well, Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. And the scriptures tell us in verse 17 that Cain knew his wife. So this tells us that Cain did have a wife. And of course, the question often is asked, well, where did Cain get his wife? Was there another land of people, of sons and daughters who produced children? And Cain got a wife from this new land? No, there was but one couple. Adam and Eve. There was but one couple, Adam and Eve, and this is the way the Lord started things. Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. So you became an Enochian. You know, if you lived in the city of Enoch, just as we are Greenvillians or South Carolinians, he was Enochian. So the person who lived in the city named after him, Cain got his wife and he started a house, a city. And then we see the list of Cain's children. Unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mahujael, and Mahujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. Then we come to verse 19. We find the first bigamist. First, we've seen the first city. We've seen the first murder. We've seen the first lie, the first act of deception. We've seen the first offering in the book of Genesis. Now we come to the first bigamist. This man marries two wives. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other was Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal. And he and his father, he was the father of such that dwell in tents. So here you find a first nomadic man. He is a first farmer. He goes out and he is the father of such. And you keep that in mind. It says he was the father of such as dwell in tents. Now, when we talk about the everlasting father, That's the Lord. He is the everlasting Father. He's the Father of time. He brought existence into being. And he is the one who fathered time. He invented time. Now, he is the everlasting Father. And so Lamech now being the father of such as dwell in tents and such as have cattle, a first farmer. And his brother's name was Jubal. Well, you know that Cain was one who had who produced from the ground. We call him the first dirt farmer. And I did not say that term in any sense of the word of looking down or casting any disparaging remarks toward the man who farms the soil, for that is where I've come from. And I wouldn't trade anything in the world for that. And I thank the Lord for the privilege of being with my father, laboring in a field. It was a blessed time to be with my dad. And I have pleasant memories of working with him and talking to him and learning from him. So the one thing about being on a farm, and back in these days, it took many people to work the farm. And you had much time to think, time to have a quietness of heart. So here is, and then in verse 21, his brother's name was Jubal. Now he was the father of all such as handle harp and organ. So here's the first musician. A man comes on the scene, and how did he learn? These people were not dummies. They were able to learn. They were able to watch and to put together plans and programs and to see things happen. And then in verse 22, and Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer of brass and iron. So you have a man who builds a business of iron and brass works. The sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And so we find the first name of a woman after Eve has been given. The name of the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. Well, he is very proud of his name. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold. Now listen, notice he is able to recount what his father had done concerning the uncle Abel. And he is one recounting this. And this is the reason why I say that Abel and Cain knew of what had happened in the garden concerning the sin that caused their parents to be thrust out of the garden. Cain tells them of a terrible thing that they had done, he had done. And now this son is saying, if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And then the Lord tells us again how the family is going to increase. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. So now this is not necessarily waiting until all of this took place before before Seth is born. The Lord simply takes it up and tells us that Adam and Eve will have another son, and they will name him Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings upon this message for Jesus' sake. Amen.